morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from worldwide. I'm Sterling. It's great to have you back on the channel. This show is being recorded on Saturday morning, March 22nd, 2025, Pacific time zone. Be posted to all media channels on Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. As always, if you just remember to like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. All those things really help the channel. And these shows are provided for entertainment purposes only. All the information I share with you comes real time through my guides, angels, extended spiritual counsel, ETs, famous people from history. So for entertainment purposes only. For those that are new to the show, we actually pull all the questions from our community board under the post section. We actually put out a request on Mondays for requests for these shows. We had again another 600 questions this week. My wife goes through them, screens them down to kind of an amount that we can cover here on the program. I think today there's nearly 80 questions that we'll go through real time for you. It's always important to note that we only take questions that are put on the request for questions under the post section on the YouTube channel. If you insert questions under other shows or under hot off the post, things that are up on the post section there, you know, any questions that are not put under the request for questions actually will never be seen. So this is important to tell everybody that. I know sometimes people think that their questions are going to get pulled into the show, but only from that one single post where there's, we say a request for questions, okay? A little bit of housekeeping at the top of the show here. I just want to take a moment to really send out a sincere thanks to Hyperledger. Hyperledger does all of the timestamps that you see on these shows here and has from the very beginning for many years now, over 4 years. It does a wonderful job at taking all the information from these shows, condensing it, putting out the timestamps. So really want to take a moment to really send love, light, appreciation towards Hyperledger. I know a lot of people get a lot of value out of seeing the timestamps. Allows people to go back through the material later on at your whatever time convenient for you and go look at information that interests you. So thank you, Hyperledger, for doing a wonderful job on all of the timestamps for all of our shows. Also, I want to thank all the people that put the questions for these shows up on the post board. The questions have gotten very sophisticated over time. They're very valuable. And it's the content and the quality of all the questions that really create kind of the value in these shows. So I want to thank everybody out there for being diligent and supporting the channel with all the great questions that you're putting out there. I would just say a quick footnote. Please remember to keep your questions brief. If you write a phone book, a lot of times those questions will not be seen. You know, it really takes a lot of time to go through 600 questions. And if somebody writes very detailed or long questions, those are really more appropriate for personal sessions, okay? So keep the questions brief, but we really do appreciate everybody's support in that area. Last but not least, I want to give a quick little footnote comment around the Robin Williams film, What Dreams May Come. Yeah, I reference that film a lot because the very beginning, like the first half of the film, it's a great reference to kind of the experience that heaven is and the way people show themselves in heaven and what they look like and how they interact, how they move. So that's, I always find it to be a good, valuable tool, if you will, when people try to understand kind of what heaven looks like. The last half of the film is, you know, a lot about hell, purgatory, other things that don't really exist. And so it's more of a Hollywood creation. So it comes up every once in a while, but I want to make that point clear that please look at the, you know, the front half of the movie and use that as kind of a reference to how you might envision how heaven works. I look at heaven all the time. I step across there all the time. I talk to millions of entities. And it's by far one of the best kind of representations, if you will, if people are trying to understand kind of how it works. So hopefully all that's helpful. So on that note, let's get going on this show for today and the countdown. Question 76. Hello, Sterling. In regards to the Wisconsin April 1st Supreme Court election, the election is between Judge Susan Crawford and Judge Brad Shimo, it looks like, and technically a nonpartisan race. However, Crawford has the backing of many Democrats and Schimmel has the backing of many Republicans. EM has invested millions of dollars in the campaign for Schimmel, which closely aligns with 45's and EM's Doge strategies, and 45 has endorsed Schimmel. This is the first test of the Dems' new strategy. Who will win the race? It appears it's going to be a very close race, but looks like Crawford is going to win. Now, what's interesting about this race, this is like a duplicate of what went on in the presidential race November of last year, where a lot of back-end manipulation, I'm sorry to tell you, of votes and buying votes. And I believe EM is even giving out $100 certificates to sign a petition. So there's a lot of buying of the election going on here in Wisconsin. I do feel my team is saying the rightful winner will be Susan Crawford. But boy, be very careful. Everybody that's involved in this election, watch it like a hawk, because this is a duplication of what went on in the presidential election, okay? 75. Hello, Sterling and team. 45 says Biden's pardons are void and vacant because of his use of auto pen technology. Did Joe Biden use auto pen for his pardons, and are they still valid? Yeah, 100% they're still valid. In fact, the auto pen has been used for decades. So this is not something that this is a very normal practice. This is a bit of a smokescreen being thrown out there by people that are trying to discount what Biden did. So no, I don't see any problem with the use of auto pen and that creating, discounting the pardons or something of that nature. 74, is there a big plan by 45 to replace federal employees that have been fired with Russian employees on behalf of Putin? No, but they are planning to use a lot of independent vendors, but not Russian, not transplants here from Russia or something of that nature, but a lot of independent vendors coming into play here. I do see that happening. 73 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. If one could see a chakra, what would it look like? Looks like a swirling energy portal. So if you really could see it, nice, I can see them. They look like swirling energy portals, so almost like you're looking like dead set into the center of a tornado. The speed they turn has everything to do with how well balanced you are. So if you have a heart chakra that's completely out of balance, it might be wobbly, it might be turning slow, but they look like magnetic energy centers, almost like little mini tornadoes. 72. Here we go. What does Spirit say the chances are of a change in the presidency before the midterms? Very likely, very high, because I've always seen, my team has always seen that by summertime of this year, and then that spans June, July, August, that's where a lot of the movement or military action is going to happen in conjunction with what my team's called out before is the AIMS strategy, right? A standing for analysis, I standing for investigation, M standing for movement, military, S standing for separation. Okay. Right now, we're currently in the I stage, the investigation stage of what took place in the elections from last year. 71. Will 45 do something so awful even the GOP Republicans will impeach him? No, this will not happen only because a lot of the GOP are stalled out because of fear for their families, threats to their families. So don't see that happening. 70. Hello, Team Sterling. How does your team foresee the future of Tesla? Will they go into receivership in the next time period? Will EM be forced out? Will the name Tesla be redeemed? Well, I do see in the long run, the company will survive. EM will always have some sort of a role to play in it, even though it looks like it's behind the scenes, like pulling, a puppet pulling strings. And I do not see the company going to receivership. Looks like it's going to navigate the path. There's going to be other investments coming in from global, for other global countries. So Tesla will navigate. I don't see them going to receivership. 69. Hello, Sterling. I just saw an appeals court judge say that if 45 doesn't obey the courts, he will be in constitutional, or we will be in a constitutional crisis that no one actually knows who could enforce the law to make 45 accountable. He said even SCOTUS might not have the authority to do that. Can your guys give us some guidance as to who can make 45 submit to the laws of this country, and how do you see it playing out? So in the end, I do see the military, the Supreme Court, various intelligence agencies, even groups from other countries coming in to play a role to really save this country, get this country back on a democratic course. So it's going to be a conglomeration of a number of entities. 68, hello, Sterling and team. Is the public slapping down of 45 by Chief Justice John Roberts going to have any effect? And is this a turning point towards 45's removal because Chief Roberts realizes he created a monster? I get yes to all the above. This is a tipping point for the Supreme Court. They finally realize they do have a constitutional crisis on their hands. They have a lot of varied reactions to what's going on, and some of them are beholden to other offshore countries like Russia. But yeah, this is a tipping point right now for the Supreme Court. They realize they have to start reeling a lot of this back in order to kind of save the country. It's not too late, but they're going to do it. I also just got the Supreme Court realizes they do have to respect and reinstall effectively like the three branches of government. Think about the legislative, judicial, and executive branches. They got to kind of get that parlayed out in a way that now it's now has discrete running parts, and it's not just an executive branch overruling everything. 67. Do you see more members of the Republican Party speaking out against 45? What will it take for them to hold him accountable and do the right thing? I do see Congress lagging behind the Supreme Court. It's like the Supreme Court's going to start to get out there ahead of where Congress is going to start to speak up. You're starting to see more and more people in Congress speaking up, not wanting a dictator, let's say in the White House. Senator Bernie Sanders is doing a great job. There's a whole list of other people, but looks like Supreme Court's going to lead that, and then members of Congress are going to come up behind that. So it's all happening very quickly. You're going to see a lot of this creation of a new effort to stand against 45 and a dictatorship over the next few months here. 66, hello, Sterling and team. Please tell us if our nationwide public broadcasting system, PBS, and radio stations will be safe from financial harm by 45 and his team. And if not, will donors be able to keep them up and running? I don't see any significant problems for PBS. It looks like they're going to survive. They're going to be donors behind the scenes. And I see even a resurgence for PBS as we get into 2026. So look for that. By the way, my team's just saying, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a rocky road here. It's like taking a four-wheel drive vehicle over a lot of potholes for PBS, but they're going to get to the other side of the mountain. 65 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling and team. Will the ICC, that's International Criminal Court, investigate EM for war crimes related to his manipulation of Starlink to aid Russia and pinpoint Ukrainian soldiers? Yes, they will, but for some reason, that case is going to have a lot of worldwide notoriety against Starlink and EM. But it kind of won't be enforceable. So it's going to be a bit of, unfortunately, it's where a lot of things are going now worldwide, is these cases, a lot of them are going forward, but then they don't have enough teeth in them to really transact kind of a beneficial change. I tell you what it does do, it alerts a lot of countries to what's going on with Starlink and Russia. So in that way, it raises the visibility of the malintent that's going on. So that is a benefit. 64, NBC News put out a poll this past week that said 47% of Americans approve of 45's first few months in office and 51% disapprove. Is this correct? Do 47% of Americans really approve of what his administration is doing? If not, what is the correct percentage of Americans that actually support him and the actions of his administration? I see the current approval rating is like much less than 25%. So it looks like wherever they got the numbers, they didn't have a good enough data set when the stats or they actually the statistical analysis polluted in some way, too small of a data set. But looks to me like what I'm getting is less than 25% of the population right now approves of what is going on. 63, hi Sterling. When it comes to psychic gifts versus remote viewing, is there a difference in the quality or accuracy of information? Is there a way to incorporate both into a spiritual practice? So whenever I looked at this, Remote viewing is actually a subset of like clairvoyance. So remember, there are eight clairs, clairvoyance, ability to see, right? The images. Now, if you combine a little bit of clairvoyance with some astral travel, there's other elements in there that are. So remote viewing is really a subset of clairvoyance, is the best way to put it. And it's kind of it's an area that a lot of people like to practice and like to, but you got to get the clairvoyance side working first. Then you can actually very tactically then utilize that gift to have control over, say, I want to go to this place in Saudi Arabia right now in this room. So it's a subset of clairvoyant gift, but you have to really have to develop the clairvoyant gift first. 62. Hello, Sterling and team. What is Pete Buttigieg's future plans in politics? I see he will eventually be vice president of the United States. Not sure if he actually ends up being president, but I do see a vice president position for him. 61. Hello, Sterling and team. Do you see 45 suffering a medical event in the near future? He's not looking well, and he must be under a terrific amount of stress. I don't see any major significant medical events that will take him out of office. That's the key. I do see some cardiac issues, and I want to get too deep here. I'm not a doctor, but I don't see anything that's going to take him out of office. I do see things that are going to affect his cognitive decline. I do see that. 60. My question is, a court judge has ruled in the USAID case that EM and Doge likely violated the United States Constitution in multiple ways, and that EM and Doge could not take further steps to shut them down. Will EM and Doge appeal, and who will win? It looks to me like the courts are going to rule, if they haven't already now, in favor of USAID and continue that. There's a big reduction in the size of USAID, that organization, but they are going to survive. But it's like a dramatic reduction in size, almost like what's happening with the Board of Education, Department of Education. That's going to survive, even because that it takes Congress to get rid of it completely. But yeah, so I see that effectively USAID is going to win kind of their court cases. 59. Hi, Sterling. Can an animal soul evolve to the point where they can become a human soul, or do animal souls always stay in animal souls forever? So I've never seen animal souls reincarnate as humans or Homo sapiens sapiens. I do see a lot of animals cross reincarnate, like dogs, horses, cats, birds. There's a lot of cross reincarnation among various animal species, but never have I seen, or the millions of entities I deal with on their side, that animals then can reincarnate as humans or Homo sapiens sapiens. 58. Why is billionaire Warren Buffett selling off his portfolio? Does he foresee a severe economic downturn, or is he preparing his estate for his children? It looks to me like he's really just pulling back on his two favorite stocks, like our Apple and Bank of America. So it's like pulling back on stocks, just being a little more conservative. I don't think he's doing that to prepare for, the portfolio of his children or whatnot. Looks like he's taking, I'll call it a bit of a respite. And then it looks like he's going to come back in a stronger way, but it looks like more of a focus to me on just two specific stocks, not his whole portfolio. Okay. 57. Oh, my team just reminded me he might be moving towards, let's call it investment instruments that give him at least like 5% return, not getting too crazy. So being more conservative. 57. And we don't give you investment advice on this channel. We're answering the question, whoever asked the question. 57, 45 has silenced the voice of America, VOA. And when do you see the VOA broadcasting again? Not until late 2026. So it's going to take a while for it to all come back around again, get reestablished funding. That organization, I think, was started like in 1942, but looks like it's going to have a resurgence more like the end of 2026. 56 in the countdown. Hi, Sterling. Does it matter to the deceased individuals where they are buried or the location of their ashes? No connection or concern whatsoever. So that's all about the human experience of the individuals left here on Earth. I've talked about this a lot. When you stand in the pure love dimension on the other side, you actually graduate. When you pass on, you graduate and you start a brand new life. You don't have the same connection to materiality or to the body that you moved around in down here. It's analogous to if you think about your body as a car, and you're your driver, you get out of the car, and your car ends up being traded in, and you get a new car. The old car really has no concern for you. Now, this question comes up a lot, but individuals on the other side, when you cross over, there's no connection or concern whether you're buried, whether you're cremated, where those ashes are. It's still about a connections for all the individuals left behind here on Earth and the lessons they're going through. 55, hi Sterling and team. Well, Canada and Australia increased their military support to Ukraine. Yes, as a matter of fact, I see they've each contributed like billions of dollars in support, will continue to support. I do see that coming up in a big way on behalf of Ukraine, still continuing even over and above what they've already done in the billions of dollars of support. 54, greetings to all. As it more is it more of a coincidence that a person you no longer have contact with just comes into your mind and then you learn they passed away when you were thinking of them? So this is characteristic, very common when individuals are getting ready to cross or crossed. They will make the rounds among a lot of people they interacted with to say goodbye, to connect. So it's very, what's being described here is a very common experience. It's true. 53, will the tax cuts that 45 is talking about actually be passed by the Congress? There are no tax on Social Security, no tax on seniors, and no tax on overtime, etc. I don't see these tax breaks, if you will, being passed under the current administration of 45 as the transition occurs into the next administration. Remember, I do see an exiting going on around summertime here of 2025, 45, but it's going to take a while for all the dust to settle. But I don't see these particular tax reductions or takeaway of taxes happening with the current 45 administration. 52. The news media is not covering the protesting going on, and you have to find it on honest news platforms on the internet. When all this information comes out about 45 and others, will the main news media report it? Will we see headlines in newspapers, breaking news, or are people still going to be unaware of what's going on when it happens? So when the momentum really starts happening and the information coming out of the interference, electronic election interference that occurred, it will be all over the news. But you're not going to see, you'll see some of that starting in summer of this year and then really starting to become very, very visible in terms of news media outlets as we get towards the latter half of this year. It's going to take a while for the kind of the Republican-led media news networks and platforms to kind of belly up to the bar, so to speak, and really start speaking the truth. 51. Will one specific The Lady in White appear in April 2026, as Chris Bledsoe has stated in the past? No, not necessarily. I mean, there's full disclosure coming of all extraterrestrials. Now, this Lady in White was it, from what my team says, was actually an extraterrestrial and from the angelic realm. But there's going to be a full disclosure coming of, thousands to millions of extraterrestrials. So don't see any direct connection to one specific Lady in White happening. And they're saying here in April of 2026, going to be much, much larger than that. It's not just one Lady in White. 50, hello there. What future will Ukraine face in the nearest decades? A rebuilding of all the infrastructure, some of it will be completely rebuilt by other countries on behalf of Ukraine, and then a large tourism industry starting for Ukraine. So they're going to be revitalized along with a lot of resources they have there. I mean, there are great things happening. It's just a complete resurgence, but it's going to happen over the next, few decades here. 49, Sterling, there are rumblings online that 45 is getting ready to sign an executive order deeming fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. Will he try to use this executive order as a false pretense for military action in Canada? I do see him signing the executive order declaring fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. But I do, it looks to me like he's not going to have military action against Canada, but drug cartels. So I think there's going to be a refinement there. There'll be a target on drug cartels, and I think that'll come out in the media, but not a direct, let's say, military invasion of Canada. But I sure see a focus on drug cartels. 48. Are the number of souls in the universe all created at the same time? And is it possible for many more souls to be created? So all souls came into existence at the same time by the one source, the one force. Now, remember, I used the words very carefully there. They came into existence, not created. The universe is infinite. The one source, one force is infinite. No beginning, no end. Energy can't be created or destroyed, but all souls came into existence at the same time. So that's, and then those souls then took journeys through star systems. Many came to Earth, other planets. So there's a finite number of souls in the universe, but all enabled or activated at the same time. 47, hi, Sterling and team. What changes will we see to the work environments in the nearest decades? Well, substantial uses of artificial intelligence will be the biggest breakthrough you're going to see in all of society. So it's going to affect the airline industry, movie production, entertainment, transportation, medical science, healthcare. It's going to be the backbone of everything that exists in society. So that's going to be, the biggest changes to all work environments. All work environments will integrate artificial intelligence in some way to transact business, forecast business, execute business, build new products, manufacture. So that's the biggest difference. And it's really a game-changing, life-changing element, kind of a knee in the curve, as they say. It's like a knee in the curve. We're now really going to now exponential growth around society enabled by artificial intelligence. So it's a big milestone for humanity. 46, when we cross over, is the transition different for a sudden or shocking death versus an expected peaceful death? Actually, no difference whatsoever. Your birth angels are around you to create the right kind of transition experience. So even if you take something like a massive airline accident, many times your birth angels pull the souls out before you ever experience a physical death on earth. So likewise, your birth angels are there. Any kind of even a near-death experience, your birth angels are there guiding you. So really, it's actually no difference. And I always talk to people, the death experience in many cases is like going under anesthesia. Not a doctor, but if you've ever been under anesthesia, many times, especially lately, what happens is you go through very quickly, you don't even know you go under, and maybe it's 3 hours later, you wake up, you don't even realize the whole operation's done. But the transition to the other side is effectively almost like going under anesthesia, and you wake up on the other side. So actually no difference to say tragic or physical deaths or natural deaths. The guided experience is very similar. 45, hello Sterling. Who is present during our life review? Everybody that was important to us at one time or another, gradually as you go through the life review, but so are a lot of archangels, ascended masters, the one source, the one force. It's a lot of individuals that help send you on your way before you came down here. Now you're coming back to meet and greet with them again and go through all the things you learned. 44. Hello, Sterling. With all of these illegal activities and this 45 regimen blatantly ignoring court orders, will anyone be held accountable or contempt of Supreme Court? Okay. Or be held in contempt, and will the Supreme Court step in and say enough is enough? Yes, as discussed earlier, I do th see the Supreme Court starting to wake up, starting to now do the right thing. This is just initial start here, but you're seeing cracks in the wall, if you will, around the Supreme Court, where now they're saying we need to do something here. We actually need to stand up for what's right. 43, hello Sterling. Psychopaths are considered incurable and make up a high percentage of the criminals in our prisons. Will there ever be a cure? Or at least treatments now that we can see abnormalities in the brains. This is all part of genetic engineering, CRISPR technology being developed, neurological science. Now, over the next decade, I talk about this all the time. The biggest breakthroughs around genetic engineering, CRISPR technology, we will see within 10 years. It's actually a little shorter now, maybe 9 years. You're already seeing some breakthroughs in some areas of pancreatic cancer, that kind of thing. But within a decade, not 10 years, we'll cross another bridge where now genetic science will be used for all sorts of neurological tasks, neurological cures, and that's going to push for like another 10 years. So it is all coming around many neurological, let's call it abnormalities, and psychopath, being a psychopath is one of them. 42, hello Sterling, was Earth seeded by different extraterrestrial races from different planets? Would this explain the various races on Earth? Yes, more than 1,000 extraterrestrial species seeded Earth millions of years ago. So that's owing to a lot of fact. It's interesting. It's almost like different laboratory experiments around the Earth. Like laboratory experiments start in parts of Europe or Australia or the US or, whatever contingent landmass was there. But it's almost like different laboratory experiments that all kind of came together to form the Earth's population. 41, hello Sterling and team. For many years during a certain state of consciousness, not quite asleep, not quite awake, I hear voices as if I'm hearing snippets of many conversations going on at once. I can hear and understand the words being spoken. Then, as soon as I realize what I'm hearing, they fade away. I always accepted this, but would love to know what this might be. This is a form of clairaudience. That's the ability to hear. That's one of the eight clairs, clairaudience. You're clairaudient. And you can develop this skill, but that's like a latent skill that you have. And that's what those voices are coming from. Those actually spiritual individuals on the other side could be family members, could be your angels and guides. But if you work to kind of develop the clairaudient gift, you can actually have more control over that. 40, a global watchdog has stated that the US is in danger of losing its status as a democracy, possibly within as little as 6 months if circumstances continue on their present course. Do you and your team see the crisis being averted? Yes, we see the crisis being averted, but this is a really an area right now over the next number of months to year where the whole ship is going to turn around. In a way, so everybody's got to kind of like grab an oar, so to speak. It's like you're in a canoe or boat. Everybody's got to grab an oar, start paddling. This is really where the Earth and the Earth's population really has to stand up for what's right for humanity. But I do see a lot of this. We'll start turning the corner here in 2025. But everybody bear down, speak the truth, stand in your truth, and grab an oar for the boat. Start rowing. 39, was Greenland's recent election an honest one, or was it manipulated electronically by some other means like the US presidential election last year? Looks like it was an election free of foreign influence. So it looks to me like that one was kind of a clean election to me. Kind of went okay. And in fact, I'm just getting some other form. Was it Denmark? They have already acknowledged they felt it was free and free of any kind of extra outsource offshore influence. It looks like even Denmark was saying, yeah. 38. I'm wondering about former President Biden. Some speculate he is one step away from dementia, and that is the big secret of the 2024 election. Again, not a doctor. I see he has some, I'll call marginal neurological decline due to age. I get all that. But I still see he's highly functioning. So again, not a doctor here, but it looks like he's highly functioning, but neurological decline just based on age, like anyone would have. And so it looks like to me this is more like GOP disinformation. 37, hi, Sterling and team. Will the revealing of EMs and 45's ties to Russia result in an overthrow of Putin and his government? Will Putin be able to escape from Russia alive? I don't see the revelation is going to overthrow Russia's government, but I do see that a lot of things going on around the world on behalf of Russia, like what's happening in Ukraine, their population is going to help drive changes in their government. And I think these changes are going to come by late 25, early 2026 for Putin. I've always seen that 45 and Putin are on the same downhill trajectory in synchronous orbit. They're on the same downhill trajectory. 36. Hi, Sterling. I've read several books authored by psychic Sylvia Brown. She has since passed over, and before she passed over, she indicated that she was not coming back down to Earth. Has she reincarnated? No, actually, she won't be coming back for like another 100 years. I've talked to Sylvia on a number of occasions, actually, and it's interesting. I like dealing with her, but no, she's coming back, but looks like not for another 100 years. 35. Will the mainstream media ever return to disseminating honest information? Yes, but not until we get principally into like early 2026. Now, you're going to see a lot of the election interference come out in the media towards the end of 2025. Remember, summertime's a big transition point where the start of all the information comes out, media starts reporting on it towards the end of 2025. As you get into 2026, you'll see a lot of mainstream media start to try to do the right thing. Okay. 34. Hello, Sterling. Is it the ego that separates humans from all other extraterrestrials, or do other beings have egos as well? So, all spiritual beings have an ego. So, an ego, in some respects, allows you to get out of the house in the morning, helps push you out of the house. It's only when you let the ego drive your life decisions and you don't listen, you don't stand your truth, you don't stand in a place of love. Extraterrestrials, having been involved over millions of years, and I speak with millions of them, they don't allow ego to run their life, right? So they use a lot of other intellectual capability, understanding of humanity, other types of species in the universe. They fully respect LGBTQ plus IA. It's not even an issue. But so a little bit of ego is fine. If you have no ego, probably lie in bed all day. But no, that's not really what separates humans. What separates humans is the overall evolution of humanity and their understanding of how the universe works, how love is a universal language, love is a universal force, who is the one source, the one force. Those are questions that extraterrestrials don't ask. They actually know the answer. 33. Will the MAGA cult turn on 45 and join the movement to remove him from the presidency? I do see a small percentage of MAGA, like 25%, something like that, will never turn on 45. The remaining, like 75%, are going to get a reality check and they're actually going to swing more towards truth and getting democracy reestablished. But there's about 25% hardcore that will never change. 32, hi Sterling and team. Are pets capable of love like humans are, or is the affection that they show us considered something else close to love? Not exactly. Well, no, I talk about this all the time. All animals are from the angelic realm. They're not angels, they're from the angelic realm. Animals come down here with unconditional love. They come down here to teach humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, lessons. So, absolutely, animals are expressing true love, almost in some respects, in a truer sense than humanity is expressing it for humanity. Okay. 31. Hello, Sterling. Last week, our cat passed away. One day after he passed away, we heard his unique screeching meow. Because of a neurological disorder and limited mobility, he would use the loud meow to call us to him. My husband, my son, and I were all in different parts of the house, yet clearly heard it. Was our cat letting us know he was okay? Do deceased pets try to communicate with their families? Yes, 100%. This was your cat trying to communicate with you. Very common for animals to communicate from the other side. It's very common, even more common sometimes for humans. Animals are better at, a meow, a bark, a sound, a jingling of a collar. They can actually make those sounds very easily. 100%, this was your cat trying to communicate with you. And actually, the message was, I'm okay. 30. Dear Sterling, many industries are losing billions of dollars in their international business with other countries due to 45's political tariff actions. How is this going to affect overall economy? Are those industries going to be able to get back on their feet? Well, 45's actions are starting off the economy in the first part of 2025 on a very rocky basis. Going to see a lot of it start to stabilize towards the end of 2025. Really, remember, whenever you create uncertainty for any market, any business, any industry, what uncertainty creates is people retracting, not investing, not spending. So a lot of the cycle that I'm seeing here as we get towards the end of 2025, the ship will start to right itself, so to speak. And in fact, a lot of tariffs are going to be reversed. 29. Hi, Sterling and team. Why is it that lately I've been dreaming a lot of my deceased relatives, which rarely happened before? What does it mean? It means your deceased relatives are reaching out to you at a time of need. So you're putting out the signals to the universe, whether you realize or not, saying, hey, need some help here. They're coming around in a loving way to show you support. 28. Dear Sterling and team, would you please explain more about how spiritual justice works after we pass over? You have said in the past that there is no hell or purgatory. What exactly would happen to a soul on the other side? Does spiritual justice happen for only big crimes during one's life, or is there spiritual justice for all types of transgressions during a lifetime? So, no one ever gets away with anything in life. And I want to repeat that. No one ever gets away with anything. The star of that is when I talk about spiritual justice, my team's talking about the fact when you go through an extensive life review, you feel every good and bad thing you did on the planet to every individual. It's all part of the learning process. If you've done a lot of things on the planet that were highly, illegal, harmful to others, you're going to feel the pain, okay? There's something going on with the life review that allows your spirit, your soul to expand. So in that way, there's a spiritual justice. That's what we talk about. My team talks about it. And so this becomes like your justice experience, if you will, the life review. 27, hi, Sterling and team. I'm curious why we need this reset we are in, the three-decade reset you referred to that will take place 2020 through 2050, why are we in need of it, and who set in motion? So this is all part of the natural path, natural life path of Gaia, right? This has all been destined. What humanity and Gaia and the universe goes through cycles, but this is an important cycle right now to reset humanity for the next thousands of years. So it's all part of a larger life path blueprint for Earth, for Gaia. It's all part of the universal plan. In fact, this remind me that it is, this rebirth that the world's going through is much like the birth of a nation, like the U.S. went through in the years around 1776. 26, do you see the U.S. military invading Panama or otherwise taking control of the Panama Canal? Are people living in or near the Panama Canal zone in any immediate or future danger from an attack? I don't see any major U.S. attack on Panama. I do see a great deal of U.S.-based corporations continue to invest in Panama and gain control over ports, but I don't see a large-scale military invasion, no. Okay, 25 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. The Venezuelan immigrants that were illegally flown to El Salvador, will they be returned to the U.S. after the new government takes over? I see a small percentage, like 1 to 5%, getting returned almost immediately through some court cases, but the majority of them won't be returned until we get out into next year. Could start at the end of this year, but it looks like there's a lot of court cases. There'll be some court cases here getting 1 to 5% of them back almost right away. So unfortunately, it's going to take a while for this to play out. 24. Will there ever be a cure for retinitis pigmentosa, a genetic eye disease that causes vision loss? Yes, by the year 2035. Okay, 23 in the countdown. Hello, Sterling and team. Is there any truth to the spiritual idea that celibacy raises a person's vibrational energy level? No, not necessarily. It's all about what is in a person's heart and how they stand in their truth. Actually, there's no direct relationship between celibacy and raising your energetic vibration. It's all about what's in your heart. 22, hi, Sterling and team. If there are extraterrestrials around us, are there any ETs that are in our government right now disguised as humans? Well, there are hybrids. There's a good number of hybrids in government that are helping right now. Not very well known. There are no direct extraterrestrials working inside government right now. They're working outside government through a lot of individuals on the planet right now trying to help. 21, hi, Sterling and team. Last week indicated China would emerge as the world superpower in the next 10 to 20 years. Do you see them becoming a democracy? No, they'll actually will not be a democracy for like another 100 years, but looks like they'll start to behave themselves better on the world stage. 20, hi, Sterling and team. At the end of our life and the life review stage, do we get the chance to meet and thank our birth angels and any guides who stayed with us for part of our journey? Yes, they are all present when you're going through your life review, especially through the initial phases of the crossing. Your birth angels are with you immediately. 19, hi, Sterling and team. Decades ago, the U.S. was known as having an excellent public educational system from elementary all the way through state colleges. Will the religious right be forced to remove religion out of the public school system? And will the system finally be returned to the educators and improve education. Yes, well, the entire destruction of the educational system is outlined in Project 2025, but it looks like it's going to be another 5 years for everything to get restored, if you will, around our education system. It's really kind of got badly damaged by the efforts of Project 2025, what's contained in that document, what's being implemented. You're going to start to see a turnaround, as I'm talking about here a lot in the show around 2026, but for some reason, it takes a great while. It's almost a 5 years to get things reestablished and even in a better way than they were. Okay. 18, Hi Sterling and team. If those who are on the other side now can see us getting up in the morning or see what we had for breakfast, as you've mentioned, what sort of privacy do we have in the bathroom or the bedroom, if any? It feels creepy to think of being spied on in this way. So loved ones only look in on us from time to time as a show of love and compassion. All of the questions or concerns that you're raising in the question, whoever asked this question, are all based in human ego. So there is no ego on the other side, only they stand in love and they're really not concerned about anything that we have maybe some kind of shame about here, okay? 17, can you provide an update on how much longer the investigative phase will continue under the AIM strategy, AIMS, right, regarding the election fraud? So the investigation phase will conclude as we get into summer of 2025. You can look for a good part of the summer months for all this kind of shifting from the I phase to the M phase in the AIMS strategy. 16, hello, Sterling and team. Does Usha Vance align with her husband's political and society views? How does she feel about him in general? I guess she completely aligns with her husband, JD Vance, and that's why they're a couple. I believe that she even pushes those beliefs behind the scenes with JD Vance. 15, hello, Australian team. Is it just a coincidence that these plane accidents and crashes are Boeing planes? Are they being discredited, tampered with on purpose? If so, why? A lot of the aircraft manufacturers, you look at Airbus, Boeing, many of the accidents have been Boeing related, but I'm getting there's a lot more Boeing aircraft, say, in operation. So it's not necessarily targeting just Boeing. I even get there's some Airbus incidents as well. Now, there were two very large scale Boeing crashes, right, worldwide, 737 MAXs, where hundreds of people lost their lives. So that kind of raised the visibility of Boeing, if you will. But my team is telling me that it's kind of a cross section of Boeing and Airbus, and even the smaller regional carriers are different airline manufacturers, not Airbus or Boeing. I want to say Bombardier, but it may be a different manufacturer. So Boeing's not being targeted is the key. 14, is Jack Smith working behind the scenes from The Hague to help the US? He certainly has information from his time as special counsel. Will he return to finish or support the cases he brought against 45? So I do get he's continuing the cases related to the insurrection and the non-peaceful transfer of power. So I get he's continuing those cases. They're going to be, he'll, 45 will eventually be brought to some sort of justice on the world stage regarding that. So he is still pushing forward with those cases at The Hague. 13, hello, Sterling. Do you foresee the use of sonic weapons against protesters here in the US, like we saw used against the crowds in Serbia? Would any US police forces use these weapons to attack peaceful protesters? No, I don't see any use of high energy sonic weapons being used by police against protesters in the US. They have, there have been, they call them sonic cannons. They have been used around the world, but I don't see sonic cannons being used here in the US, especially by police forces against protesters. No. 12, hello, Sterling and team. Are people such as EM, who interfered with the election process, aware of the worldwide investigations, especially those of the Election Truth Alliance? Yes, they're completely aware of what's going on, and they're trying to work behind the scenes to try to discredit the evidence, but it's not going to work. But yes, they're very aware, they're very connected, they're very plugged in to the various forms of research going on, investigation around the electronic election interference. Absolutely. But by the way, the information's already got into the proper hands. So all the details, in fact, I describe right after the election from my team regarding data center interference and satellite service company and malware placed on electronic devices. All that information is in the proper hands right now for getting around the election in a way that we get the truth will come out. 11, hello Sterling and team. I am a new follower and have noticed something about your sessions. The last few sessions I have watched, there seems to be several auras around you. Each video, there seems to be a purple aura figure that comes through as a bigger dominant figure that seems to speak the loudest to you. Then I see three smaller auras that stand behind you, purple and yellow. They also speak to you, but not as much in a larger aura to your right. Are these your guides that I'm seeing or just tricks of light? So during these sessions, I'm actually connecting with millions of entities on the other side. So you're seeing kind of maybe a tip of the iceberg. It has to do with maybe the development cycle you're in terms of clairvoyance. But and actually, there's actually millions of entities coming through as we're talking right now. Sometimes I think that's what you're seeing is a microcosm of the connected channel that's going on right now. 10, hello Sterling. Is it possible for two people to meet each other in their dreams? I've had many dreams with this person. It doesn't seem like a coincidence. Am I having these dreams because she's thinking of me too? So there are many reasons that these types of dreams take place. One is you can meet on what's called the astral plane. That's very true. That can happen. Another reason for somebody coming in your dreams is that many times people in your dreams are reflections of characteristic of you. So even though it looks like the other person, there's some personality characteristic or something that you identify with yourself. That's why that person's in your dream. So there's actually different reasons why individuals will come in your dreams, okay? And there's some very good dream books out there. I'd recommend you kind of research a couple of the dream books, but different types of reasons. It looks to me like in your case, whoever asked the question, there's some characteristic personality trait of that person you're identifying or trying to work through. Number nine in the countdown. Hello, Sterling. In Canada, Tesla is being accused of gaming the rebate system by claiming to sell two cars per minute over a 72-hour period across four Tesla dealerships, effectively wiping out $43 million in Canada's EV rebate program. That's the electric vehicle rebate program, right? Moments before Canada's EV rebate deal expired, roughly 8,600 car sales took place in one weekend after they announced the ending of the rebate program. Was Tesla corporate and EM behind this effort? If so, will they be exposed? Yes, the Canadian government, I get, is already understanding that Tesla corporate was behind this move, behind this effort, and it looks like they're already going to try to unwind some of these rebates. Eight, hello Sterling. Will there be any long-term consequences aimed at corporate leaders and billionaires who are involved in trying to destroy our democracy? So many of them will not face direct imprisonment, but I do see a lot of like insider stock trading things happening where they actually get large, the corporations get large fines, individuals have large fines. But don't look, there's going to be any, let's say, imprisonment. But I see a lot of financial transactions and fines going on, like around insider stock trading. I do. Seven, hello, Sterling and team. Alberta, Canada's premier, Daniel Smith, is not signing the One Canada approach signed by all of Canada's premiers and is also threatening to pull out of Canada's pension program. What are her true motives for doing this? I get Alberta, Canada is like the largest exporter of oil and gas resources, and she's trying to stay heavily aligned with 45 to stay on 45's good side to kind of reduce the effect of tariffs or something here. So it looks like she's effectively in 45's pocket, and that looks like that's why a lot of this is going on. That's what I'm getting. Six, is there a future where Russia is a democracy? In 50 years, 50, they will eventually move towards a democracy. Now, however, over the next few years, they're going to actually have, there'll still be an authoritarian dictatorship, but whoever comes in to replace Putin, and there'll be two individuals, I've talked about this before, one that lasts 6 months, the one that's then longer term, but they'll be much friendlier towards the West and they'll be a better player on the world stage with other countries. But in terms of, being a democracy, it's at least fit half a century away. Five. Good morning, Sterling. 45 is labeled Habitat for Humanity as an organization involved in systematic fraud, waste, and abuse of funds, and has had their bank accounts frozen. What will be the outcome? I get judges will reverse the majority of the money that's being held. So over the next few weeks here, it looks like a lot of the funds will be released. Four. Hello, Sterling. Will the ultra wealthy get their $4.2 trillion tax cut again? No, this will eventually be fought aggressively by Congress and will not eventually play out into a $4.2 trillion tax cut. No. And we're now down to the last three in the countdown, number three, number two, and number one. Now, I take notes before I start these shows, and we've changed it up a little bit, but you'll see here. Number three, what do you see coming up for this week? New targets for violence in the Middle East, in Iran, Syria, and Gaza. So it looks like US, other world organizations, there's more conflict, more bombings coming up in this area of the world, more conflict. New threats from Putin to start a larger war that will not materialize. There's some sort of threat going on. Putin saying, I'm going to start a larger war, and then it gets subverted. New Russia connections revealed for 45's administration involving meetings at Mar-a-Lago. Looks like this is going to come out in the press. New information releases from Europe involving the US 2024 election interference. So, electronic information coming out about the interference. Looks like it's coming out from Europe, starting here in out of Europe. Major water and rain events on the east coast of the US. New threats to shipping and around Taiwan and China. So there's something going on here, more shipping threats around there, more saber rattling, okay? Number two in the countdown, which is new now for this show, thanks to my producer wife. Are there any important messages from any of your extraterrestrial groups? Yes, several of the Palladian leadership I work with on a daily basis want everyone to know that while they will not allow humanity to go extinct under their own hand, they do expect humanity to rise up and fight for what you know is right. And this will allow the world to live together in peace, understanding, and greater fortune. Take care of the earth and its inhabitants, and it will take care of you. You are starting out on a path of great change. Welcome these changes and do not stand in fear. And number one in the countdown, if you have anything your guides want to share, keep standing in love and your truth and do not let others take you off your track. This will not only help you maintain courage, but also instill courage in others. On that note, that concludes the show that we're providing here, recorded on Saturday, March 22nd, 2025. Deployed to all media platforms on Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. For those of you to reach me, go to sterlingpsychicmedium.com. Look for the Book a Session tab. There's now dates available in September, October, November of this year. If you'd like to join our Platinum membership, where you can participate in live streams every Friday morning, Pacific time zone, answer a plethora of questions, mediumship, all sorts of questions, you can join our Platinum membership. And the join button is on the front page of our YouTube channel, Sterling Psychic Medium, as well as the front page of our website, sterlingpsychicmedium.com. On that note, that concludes the show today. I'm going to send out a lot of goodwill and tremendous love to you and your families. Take care. I will see you all again very soon.